Hi, Joe.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I've called before, and I have a question concerning my wife. She is, little background, she is a downwinder from Hanford, and she has, of course, a low thyroid. She has type 2 diabetes, fibromyalgia, Sjogren's syndrome, and she was recently to a dermatologist, and she wasn't able to get in to see her regular dermatologist, and they put her with someone else, and he said that the reason she has all these issues was from her immune system, and it was too high, and he wanted to put her on something like Humira, one of these patent medicines, and to lower her immune system response. Does that sound right?
Not if you. Well, it sounds okay if you don't mind an extra chance, of dying of pneumonia or something else that happens if your immune system's suppressed. If you don't mind that, it's okay. But if you do mind that, which I do, I wouldn't go near the stuff. Now, when he says her immune system is too active, is he talking about what's sometimes called autoimmunity or just simply the action of the immune system? Because it's kind of rare at her age, and I suspect she's over 50. It's kind of rare for the immune system to be overactive on its meaning, oh, I'm going to be hyperactive here. It's more common to be autoimmune. Has that topic come up?
I don't believe so. She just remembers him saying that she went in because of her scalp, and I've asked you about this before. She has a silver cap or something. I mean, it's very severe. I mean, she's just flaking. She's snowing. It's so bad. It involves her whole scalp. And he said that was due to overactive immune system.
Okay, sir. Well, sounds a little more complex than at least her problems do than we can handle over the frequencies here. But I can tell you that I wouldn't go anywhere near something that suppresses the immune system. I don't care what age you are, and especially if we're over 50. Good grief.
Right.
We need an immune system to fight off infection, particularly. That's one of the big deals that it's for. So maybe it's autoimmune, maybe not, but I'd suggest you work with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and see how much of this you can get cleared. Obviously, we have some of those at Tama Clinic, but I don't know where you live, sir,
right.
So find somebody.
We're in Graham.
Yeah.
So we're not that far.
Okay. So does that answer the question, sir, or did I leave something out?
No, that does. I've seen the ads on television for that medication, and the downsides, they're horrible. I mean,
yeah, they are.
No worsening heart problems, heart failure, stuff like that. Can I ask one quick question that came up while I was on hold?
Go for it.
It involves depression. My son has really bad depression, and the medications, he's been on as many as 5 at a time. There were two things. You mentioned one thing.
Yes, sir. I think you're...
See, one was the amino acids.
It's a combination of nutrients that help to activate the what are called dopamine and other excitatory pathways, which gives us out of depression in the brain. And the one other thing you may be referring to is a mineral called rubidium, which all the studies on that one, sir, were published in Europe. It's not one here in these United States, but I did get hold of a review article by University of Chicago professors, which reviewed all the European research. And I've worked with rubidium and that combination of cofactors over and over and over again, and I would say it has worked wonderfully well nearly every time, sir, and that's been for over a decade now. So that's one that he might want to get into work with a Tama physician about. And yes, I am being kind of specific there because we seem to be the only ones in all the greater Seattle area who've actually read that research review. And then I went after the European reviews, and thank goodness most of them were in English. And I even got a book on rubidium. And damn, excuse the language, I don't know why it isn't applied except it's patentable.
Okay. So that was the rubidium was a thing I...
Yes, sir.
I couldn't remember. Now, the amino acids, is that...
They're the same ones that help our skins to tan, sir. And so, just by coincidence, and I didn't know that when I copied Dr. John Myers about tanning people. And so it's all in a product called TanPal, except the rubidium isn't in there, and you need the both of them. You need the rubidium and the product called TanPal, and we have people take the combination, and nothing much happens for the first couple of weeks, and then they start to feel better, and by the end of about 6 weeks, where'd the depression go?
I've got to talk to my son, obviously, and I'd love to be able to bring him in there.
Okay, sir.
Anyway, so thank you very much for the information and for what you do.
Well, thank you for calling, sir. I'm glad you helped me get the word out about rubidium depression again so that everybody's listening could hear it and pass it on to any of their friends or relatives who are having this kind of trouble. It's a natural mineral. It's in the same family as sodium and potassium and lithium and all those other minerals. And, yeah,
okay.
I suppose you could overdose, but if you work with a doctor who knows what he or she is doing, you're not going to overdose either.